Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskarya Deshacharine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Namo Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasani Gaura Bhakta Vrindavan Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Actually, we should even to Akshara Prabhu, the text 18, that means the next text, because it is in direct connection. Santushtakena Bharajan Navadita Pivarina Opasya Javya Karapanyar Griha Palayate Jana. Translation, please. In this part of the Bhagavatam, the necessity for self-satisfaction is explained. A very nice example has been given by Shukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj so that we can understand. It's the example of a person walking when he has proper shoes. His walk will be very nice, but without proper shoes, it will hurt on his feet. When you are in India and you walk barefoot, and you are not accustomed to doing it, after some time, you will feel some practical pain on your feet. And you just wish, oh, if I only would have the proper shoes. So, this example, we had a great realization. I remember I was going all over Braj, and I was going barefoot, and there was a street which was just before they put the tar over it. It was this gravel, it's called.
Shlunak,
yes. And was paining as if I would be dragged to hell. So I remember only at the when the shoes were brought. Does it have to be so loud, or can we have a? We can have the softer. Can you tell the devotees? So okay. Only when the shoes were brought, life became endurable again. Before that, life was just very difficult. I remember we were singing with kirtan, and devotees brought water because I looked so suffering. But nothing really was helping. Only when the shoes came. So in a similar way, if we are dissatisfied, we can do so many things. We can run here and there and everywhere, and even become very rich or very successful. But this internal fire of dissatisfaction will ruin everything. In former times, Srila Prabhupada explains, a brahmana was knowing how he was how to be satisfied just with a glass of water, because he was enjoying the association of the super soul, with him whom he saw. It is described, if you see Krishna within the heart, then you are so satisfied, because it is the highest pleasure. Actually, in this world we cannot really understand. If we see something beautiful in this world, this will only satisfy our eyes. But still, we have to eat something, otherwise we or drink something. See, if we just see something beautiful, only our sense of seeing is satisfied. Not our hunger or our desire for adventure or our desire for love. But in the spiritual world, when we have our spiritual body, by just one sense being satisfied, everything else is satisfied. When you look at the beautiful form of Krishna, you do not want to eat, sleep, and all the other sense activities. You are not attracted, because you are fully satisfied just by seeing. Now, when we want to attain this spiritual world, we have to spiritualize our existence. Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example in this connection. Imagine you want to enter the sun planet. Shastra tells us that in the sun planet everything is made from the sun, from fire. There are houses made from fire. There's food made from fire. There is a landscape made from fire. Everything is a transformation of fire there. This is not so amazing if you consider here in our earthly experience. We usually experience forms and tastes and smells which are coming from earth. This house, according to Vedic philosophy, is nothing else than a transformation of mainly earth. The bricks are made from earth and a little water and fire. The food which grows from the earth is nothing else than a transformation of the earth. The odor of nice smelling flowers. Difficult to meet them in Kali Yuga. She is one. That is nothing else than the transformation of the smell which is already within earth. So everything within our earthly experience is made from earth, and we can experience it because we are in a body which is also mainly made from earth and water. So if we would have a different kind of body, let us say from subtila energy like a duh, we would not be able to enjoy this earthly existence. And if we are in a body made from it, earth, we cannot enjoy, of course, the life of the duh. Only when we are asleep, we sometimes have an experience of a duh. But in our, not everyone. So our goes to show that you have to have a proper body, or appropriate, let us say, appropriate body, to enjoy in a certain atmosphere. imagine you would bring your earth body on the sun planet, you would not see the houses made from fire, or the landscape, or the food. Your body would most probably just be consumed in a flesh. That's all. So let us understand from these simple examples that if we want to go into the spiritual world, we have to have a spiritual body. And just like our material body is resting on the desire to enjoy sense objects, our spiritual body is resting or based on the desire to satisfy Krishna. You have this body because you desire to enjoy in a certain way. That's why you have this nose, the ears, the genitals. It is a manifestation of your desire. So in a similar way, you have a spiritual body because it is, that is also resting on desire to satisfy Krishna. Now, as you, this is only the introduction for our third part of the Brahmachari lectures. And Brahmacharini lectures, please remember, in the last 2 days, we were discussing a few basic understandings which are necessary so that someone feels encouraged to stay in celibacy. And we were also discussing how to create a favorable atmosphere so that we will be very dynamitko in our celibacy. See, the materialist thinks the celibacy is an exquisite torture. I was once interviewed by a sex magazine. It's called Der Wiener. I choose a heading for my talk. I said, celibacy, exquisite torture, or path to highest ecstasy. And of course, I made strong points for the second pass to highest ecstasy. Because our statement was, the eternal soul wants to enjoy eternal love and is can never be satisfied by the temporary flickering of the chemical system within the body. And the eternal soul becomes dependent on this sensation, which is experienced by rubbing the skin. So people were very amazed to hear this, because usually they think of someone who is celibate, he is a little crazy. You say?
Yes.
Very good. So now I want to end, come to have this the last discussion on this subject. I want to tell you a few rules of the Brahmachari ashram which will make your life very pleasant and undisturbed and full of and which will give you full of a lot of strength for your path of Krishna consciousness. First of all, we hear that our desires are evoked by having contact with the sense objects. The advertisement industry knows this and therefore always makes outrageous posters. Now, in the Brahmachari ashram, our desires can be evoked if we associate too much with the opposite sex. It has been seen in our movement that unfortunately even sannyasis experienced a fall down by having too much association and discussion with the opposite sex. Therefore, our devotees, both men and women, should keep separate. If this is not strictly observed, then both men and women will be disturbed sooner or later by material desires to associate. Prabhupada has said something very psychological in this connection, so please listen carefully to this. He is answering a question. Regarding your question about thinking about sex, if that is also one form of illicit sex or against our four principles. Yes, even thinking of sex is the same as illicit sex. But one who is not advanced cannot avoid it. But that does not disturb our regular procedure. We should strongly follow all the regulations and principles and chant, and these thoughts will come and go away. Thinking will come. Even saintly persons like Lord Shiva are not free of thoughts that come. So what to speak of you? Now, I will bypass a few other lines and come to the last part. One must be convinced that sex life without exception means trouble. Therefore, he is able to stop it at the thinking stage by not allowing it to be felt, much less willed and acted upon. See, for every action, there is this line, first you think of it, then you feel for it, and then you will it, and finally you act upon it. And now, thoughts of sex life will come. We are all young, we are young men and young women. It is only natural that it will come. So, you should not be overly disturbed. You want to have your eternal relationship with Krishna. Untold ecstasies. You do. Therefore, don't follow the thought. It is there, and you see amazing things in your mind, like in the cinema. But don't let them let the thought come and go without thinking very dramatic things about it. Control the mind. Just like water comes in and it goes out, the thoughts come and thoughts go. And don't think deeply so that you don't feel. and don't so that you don't will, so that you don't act. Prabhupada says, I'm so much disgusted by this troublesome business of marriage, because nearly every day I receive some complaint from husband and wife. And practically, this is not my business as sannyasi, to be a marriage counselor. So henceforward, I'm not sanctioning any more marriages. And those who want to marry must know in advance and be prepared to make outside income to support the wife and home separately from the temple. And in the temple, husband and wife shall live separately. That must be, or what is the meaning of spiritual society like ours? I made a concession, but how can I encourage something which has proven to be so much trouble? Yes, Srila Prabhupada has said, if we do not stress these points, our society will simply be a love-making society. L'amore, l'amore. And there will be so much trouble. So, here's another point Prabhupada has made, a very important point for our understanding. Your question is, how much or how little brahmacharis should associate with the unmarried brahmacharinis in the temple? As brahmachari, you should not mix at all with brahmacharinis. Or as brahmacharini, you should not mix at all with brahmacharis. Actually, they should not at all see the face, but that is not possible in your country. See, in Asiatic countries, but so far as possible, remain separate and talk almost nil. No, that means nothing. A brahmachari is advised not to go near a young woman anywhere. A brahmachari should always address every woman as mother. This is why we say Mataji. In your country it is a little difficult, but the principle is to avoid. To talk secretly or privately is strictly prohibited. If you want to discuss philosophy and other matters, you can discuss publicly in a meeting, but not privately. A brahmachari and unmarried woman in the same room together, alone, is strictly forbidden. So, again, I want to encourage all of you, because I know that our devotees from Beograd have so much Sritsko. Sritsa. Oh, so difficult. Sometimes I think I should go to an intensive language course. They just from morning to evening hear Yugoslavian, speak Yugoslavian, eat Yugoslavian. Anyway, Sritso. Next slide. our devotees have so much heart. And I must tell you, I think it is a very good quality for spiritual life. I feel very much at home here because it is a nice atmosphere with nice emotions, healthy emotions, and so on. So I know that our devotees feel a little hurt. Oh, brahmacharis and brahmacharini should not mix at all. Should I just go when I'm a woman and when I'm a man? When a woman comes, should I just go go like this around? I know our devotees feel in the Sritza very much. They feel a little thoughtful at least. But please understand this in the proper way. This is meant for your eternal benefit. It is meant so that the fire of lusty desires, which has transferred you from lifetime to lifetime, which has made you experience so much pain, so much entanglement, so much material life, that this flame is extinguished, and then another fire comes in your heart, the fire of love for Krishna. At this particular moment, we do not have much idea what this is. And therefore, just like sick men who need discipline and who cannot eat everything which they want, we also need discipline. But this is meant for our good. In our Vedic scriptures, maybe you can just move a little. Hare Krishna. Our guest must get a ear. This tapasya, this is called tapasya. It is something which purifies your existence. If we purify our existence by tapasya, we can also do wonderful things by the grace of the Lord. Indeed, nothing is possible without tapasya. The more we engage in austerity, the more we become powerful by the grace of the Lord. Why was Prabhupada so successful? Why is Harinamananda so... well, these are different categories altogether. Why are pure devotees so successful? Why is everyone so impressed? Because they have purified their existence. This fire of tapasya will bring forth our gold. It's just like if there is iron which is mixed with gold. You have to apply some fire, and then the gold melts out of the iron and you have the pure gold. So we want all that you become very pure devotees, very enthusiastic devotees. And therefore, you must put some fire. Don't be slobby. Yugoslavia. Don't be a Yugoslavia. Be a what is it? Yoga. Slavian, Yoga Slavian. So, great things in life become only possible by renunciation. This was answered by Yudhishthira Maharaj to Yamaraj. Yamaraj asked him, by which does one attain greatness? Yudhishthira said, by renunciation. Renuncio. Anyways, so and therefore there is a stricture not to mix. If we talk, we should talk about our slujpa, and we should have philosophical discussions like here, which are very serious, which address the point, go right into the heart of the point, which are very new, moving. Because it is a fact, if you associate on the bodily platform your attention becomes goes. I think we had said this. If I've sometimes noticed it, see here in my room, I sometimes look at you, and you don't look, can't look at me because I'm behind the curtain. And I see how devotees sometimes mix very freely. And I've seen Matajis are talking, whatever they talk, and all of a sudden a man comes. The whole atmosphere amongst the Matajis changed. They become very exasperated. I've seen this with my own eyes. Or the Brahmacharis talk, and then the Brahmacharini comes. Immediately they become very bodily conscious. So therefore, we should not mix so freely. You see, from practical, I have seen this my own eyes. It is not fanaticism. It is a naked truth. We become bodily conscious. And then we won't be strong on Sankirtan. We won't be able to rise in the morning. We will become depressed, mentally devout, and so on. So it is in your interest. Please understand. So that does not mean the man is bad or the woman is bad. Prabhupada has said, man is like butter. That's very good, isn't it? What would we do without butter? Simply cry. And woman is like fire. Very good. What would we do without fire? Couldn't even cook a sabji. But when fire and butter come together, it makes a mess. But so therefore, both are good, but mixing is bad. That means also, when we want to practice real brahmacharya, we should not like look at each other when we do kirtan. Like sometimes I've seen the brahmacharis become very self-conscious in kirtan and they do athletic dancing as if they are Rambo. I've seen, yeah. And also we should not hear women sing. Now, what is with our Mahurari? She always thinks in concerts. See, these concerts are mainly for our for the new people. And Mahurari has things very dynamic, and her singing attracts the people to Krishna consciousness. Also, Mahurari always prays before singing that please let people become attracted to Krishna consciousness. See, for Kamis there are different rules. But when we are brahmacharis, we should not always have woman Mataji tapes from morning to evening. This will not be very good to create a good atmosphere in our consciousness. Now, if we want to be strong in our brahmachari ashram, we should have strong association. That's why it is good when all the devotees come, we should associate, ask them questions. What do you think, how I can make advancement? Especially, it is described, brahmacharis should associate with the sannyasis. Because the sannyasis are over this, they are, have conquered this duality. So, also, brahmacharis and brahmacharinis should live simple. Because if we live very much agitated by so many things, money, hi-fi, different styles of clothing, our mind again will be agitated. So we should live simple. Brahmacharis should have no bank account. This is not difficult in Yugoslavia. Anyways, we have no money. And no possessiveness. And we should have nice relationship between us. That will give us a feeling of strength. We should have a strong sadhana, hearing and chanting, go to the morning program, and all our doubts which we have in our lives should be answered by sound philosophy. Then we should have the right engagement. This is very important. A devotee is sometimes not satisfied because he has not the right engagement, the right slutpa. So a good engagement for every one is sankirtan. Because on sankirtan, you cultivate one thing which is very helpful. You cultivate dependence on Krishna. And you will learn on sankirtan that there's really only one person who can help you. Even our grihasthas, when they go on sankirtan, they notice, ooh, my wife can't help me distribute the bhuktan. If the man says, no, I'm not interested, I'm an atheist, what can your wife help you? Then only Krishna can help. or if it doesn't go, you understand? Only Krishna can help me. This is sankirtan is such a nice engagement also for our group of Matajis. You will understand how Krishna is the best moosh who can help you do everything very nice. He never leaves you. He's always there. Even sometimes we have seen when there are in all cases Krishna just protects the devotee. I don't know what to give these outrageous examples. But I remember once, yes, there was a very bad man. He was agitated because one of our Matajis was distributing literatures, and some of our Niemeczka Matajis are very heavy matas. You know, very, you know, just went like, stop the man. The mother was not in good consciousness. Yesterday we went to the radio and one gypsy came, and one gypsy lady, and she wanted to sell me something. You know, you do it like this. Hare Krishna. So this mother also was not in good consciousness. Please don't do this. But she just said, stop. Take this kniga. Very good. And the man didn't want to have it. He said, no, I know, this is about spiritualism. I'm an atheist. Sorry, Ishmini. But the mother said, you're an atheist? You're a fool. This man became so agitated, and he wanted to slap our mother. But then another man came, and he went, don't slap this Mataji. She may be not in such good consciousness, but she is a Vaishnavi, a devotee. And in this way Krishna protected our bold Mataji. So Krishna is there if you begin. And so therefore we say everyone should become spiritually strong and go out on sankirtan to experience this in the life. We are a spiritual society. Also traveling, sankirtan is very good. Prabhupada once said, brahmacharis and sannyasis are meant for moving. For moving. This is good for detachment. of you, I think, know when you come after traveling back to the temple, it's double as nice in the temple, isn't it? Because you have not so much attachment. You don't wait all morning, when is prasadam coming? You are engaged in a slujba without attachment, and that is much more pleasant. A brahmachari who travels develops a sense of adventure for Krishna and a sense of self-reliance. He will be able to function in any circumstance. So that's, see, we are all young men and young women. This is what we should learn. Also, a brahmachari should, and brahmacharini should learn to stay healthy. They must learn not to eat too much. And when sickness comes, they should know what is to be done. For this we can ask our Zasha Obradovic. He has written articles on Ayurveda. Ayurveda for everyone. Actually, I have a very nice book which I wanted to give to you. It's Ayurveda for Practical Devotee Illnesses. So, now I want to almost come to the end. I have a big surprise in the end. You will be very surprised. I want to talk how you can stay a brahmachari. Just think how simple it is to be a brahmachari. No need of home. No need of job. See, this is a great subject with our Yugoslavian grihastas. Our temples are always too crowded. I think even if we would have a big villa in Belgrade, soon, I mean, all our ghosts would like to come, isn't it? And it would be completely full. And then poor Madana Radia, the grihastas will say, oh, Madam, we want a room, just one small room, 2 meters times 1 meter. That's all right. And then Madana Radia, yes, I also want to give you a room, 4 meters times 2 meters. No problem. We love you very much. You are very nice Vaishnavas. But from where shall I take the room? I can't create a room. I'm not Brahma. So our grihastas, they must know we all love them very much. Akrura and Titikshava. We would die for them. And Lala, Mila, and Vishnu, and Milan, and everyone, Guneshwara, Mahurari, they are practically sages. And what can we do? There's not enough space, so if they want to be together, they will have to have an apartment. And that means dinar. And that means how to get the dinar. So, staying brahmachari, especially in Yugoslavia, so good. No need of apartment. No need of job. And then no need to buy these little things for the children, diapers. Peaceful life. No this is baby language. You are laughing. But is this a fact? When one marries, one has to take full responsibility. It's not that the brahmacharis go out and make sankirtan and pay the diapers for the lebe. That cannot be. So, but you must know you will be. It will be only possible for you to remain brahmachari if you are deeply absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Really absorbed, not superficial, but really deep, firm and steady. Attached to your slujba, regular and potent sadhana, deep vision for the mission of your spiritual master and Krishna. Now, what to do if you think of marriage? This is the last subject. Now, in one sense, it would be good if we would not have to, there would be no need to talk about this. But we are in the family, and we want to talk completely open. And we know that from experience, statistical numbers, that a devotee, when he gets a little older in Krishna consciousness, he will see the extent of his material desires. See, our material desires are very deep-rooted, not only from this one lifetime, but from many, many lifetimes back. We did so many things in our many lifetimes, you will be shocked if you won't know them. Every one of us. Just, for instance, let us see little sneak of Sivakam. He might have been a big politician in his last life. Or Zigoina. I'm sure he was a great woman hunter in his last life. If you marry, I have no objection. Hare Krishna. So, the last point I raised today, Prabhupada says, see, I feel a little strange giving this lecture. I know it is a great necessity for me to talk about these things. I can see it when I look out of the window of Akrule's room. I can see our devotees need to know this and understand this. But please consider, one lecture about this is not enough. You will hear it. Some of you will be moved. Others will be very determined. Yes, I will stay brahmachari or brahmacharini all my life. I'm convinced. Others will feel heavy. There will be different reactions. I feel most of you feel encouragement how to progress in spiritual life, but the most important thing is you must be trained. You must train these principles. The realization doesn't come. Only some intellectual realization comes by hearing. But practical realization comes by applying these rules which we have discussed. So I'm 100% convinced if everyone, brahmachari, brahmacharini, and grihasthas, hear about these principles, you can listen to these tapes, and our Madana Radha Prabhu is making a video, I think, so you can again see this and then become very convinced how to and get more strength in your Krishna consciousness. But unfortunately, everything is recorded in English only, isn't it? What?
It can be translated.
If it's very good. This will help us very much in our Krishna consciousness, because don't forget, the goal is Krishna. And we will be only able to reach Krishna by Krishna's milast. And the milast of Krishna is all we are made of. Hare Krishna, thank you very much for giving me a patient hearing. My next seminars, which I will give, will be also on practical things, how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. But the next lecture will be just on Krishna and Krishna's different activities. Very attractive. We might even come back, it's not yet clear, but I think we might come back from our Novishat program. We are today in Novishat, and we will come back in the evening and sleep here, so that tomorrow morning you can all come again. We will hear about the nature of Krishna. Are there any questions which you have to all this? Yes, Madana Radha Prabhu. Please speak loud here into the room also that the others understand. Lecture.
He was giving lecture, and he saw that some brahmacharis don't come to such lectures. So he's asking whether he should encourage him to come to such a lecture or not.
When a Mataji is singing is something else than hearing the philosophy. When a Mataji is qualified to preach and she talks about the philosophy in an inspiring way, the brahmacharis can hear her. I think many of us here, Mataji Mahodari has preached to us, isn't it? Give up material life. Surrender to Krishna. And we have to be very thankful. Surashan is practically like the son of Mahodari. You have to not hear? You understand? So, but it may be that some brahmachari feels getting a little agitated, and then he can just hear a lecture on tape during this time. But why should he be agitated? Prabhupada said he heard his female disciples sometimes lecturing. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada was sitting there, not at his lecture. Tata Brahma ki kya? And he said, why should they be disturbed? Then they have to go to the jungle where there is no man, no woman, only tigers. Sometimes our brahmacharis are lazy. They don't want to hear the philosophy. So much thinking I have to do. Oof. Let me relax in the morning. Have to do my sluchpa. I know. And then during the lecture they just talk prajalpa. This is there. Yes. So let us, if there is a qualified woman who can speak very nicely and inspiring, let us hear. But there may be some brahmachari who for some reason does not feel inspired, so we should not force him to go to the lecture. But if he just does not go to talk prajalpa during this time or sleep, then you must tell them, no, next year. Yes, Moja? Akrure? You had your finger up? For him. I
also can ask.
Yeah?
Rečeno je da uvijek se ohrabruje da svi ostanu brahmačari, a s druge strane rečeno je da sve žene trebaju biti udaljene, inače nakon nekog vremena imaju jako puno mentalnih problema. Kako to razumjeti u kontekstu savremenog iskustva?
Mentalnih problema?
Brahmacharis are encouraged to stay brahmacharis in ISKCON. Almost always. So, but it stated that every woman should be married, otherwise she, after some time, she has serious mental problems. So, how to balance this problem in this one?
I hope you would not ask this question. It is a fact. We have to take care of our Matajis. They are very valuable. And it is for most Matajis it is good if they marry. But therefore it is very important that the Matajis learn their qualifications. It's very important for all the Matajis to stay for some time in the Brahmacharini ashram. Brahmacharini, yes. So that they learn chastity, determination, fixing the on the spiritual master. And then later, yes, they should marry. Prabhupada, he said, I am in a terrible situation. All the brahmacharis, I say, stay brahmachari. You can do it. And all the matajis, I say, get married. So how will this be solved? Somehow it is solved by Krishna. Although it appears to be a contradiction. If our society is very spiritual, we will, our brahmacharis will become very, see, for them it won't be such a, let us say, such a dive into the well. It will be, if the Matajis are trying to be very Krishna consciousness, And later a brahmachari wants to marry, and that happens. I mean, we have to see the statistical numbers. The brahmachari somehow always want to marry, although we don't want to say it, but it's a fact. So if the women are good and the brahmacharis are good, then we will have good Grihasthas who can spread the Krishna consciousness movement like anything. Prabhupada said, our philosophy has only one small thing, you know. And that is that I'm telling the brahmacharis to stay brahmachari, and I'm telling the woman to marry. How is it possible? And in if you think about this, the women, the Matajis, you should take great encouragement. It shows you that really the devotees in this movement think for your benefit. They want to help you advance the Krishna consciousness. Good, here is another question.
We also have to learn to preach to the people, to become Krishna consciousness, to accept Krishna consciousness.
You want to learn to preach to them? I didn't understand you.
We also have to learn to preach to
yes,
the people,
uh-huh.
Consciousness.
Yes.
But usually people are not ready all to become to live like devotees in the temple,
yeah.
Brahma Chari Ashram. And but when we are teach to preach such a preaching,
yeah.
Maybe on the beginning devotees become a little bit fanatical. And then maybe we also can learn how to preach to the people.
Yeah. I understand what you say. I find out in preaching to people. You have to be very careful about this point. It is of great importance for our own devotees. But the people will think it's strange, because they are strange. But I sometimes talk about this. Talking of the disadvantages, when before I started this, I think it was the first lecture, you were not there. I talked about the sexual revolution which took place in Europe and the after effects. People became very jealous. Many people have, after with the sexual revolution, the psychotherapeutic practices increased very much. Diseases came which were directly related to sex. And I don't just mean AIDS or these herpes or these heavy things, but that. Because women are taking these pills, their body becomes very weak and there's cancer coming. So I sometimes talk about these things. And I ask the people, wouldn't it make more sense to have a natural approach to sex? The natural would be is not to just chew chemicals from morning to evening, or for the men to use gummy. Gummy doesn't grow on trees, isn't it? They say it's so natural, but the gummy which they use is not growing, you know, this. Anyways, it's so disgusting, we don't want to talk about it. This is highly unnatural. denaturalized sex. So I'm talking like this, and of course I'm a little older, and I in Krishna consciousness, and I know the mentality of people. So if they attack me, I attack them so sharply. I just finished it. They said, "Give up, peace, peace." I understand the brahmacharya from the best peace. We should know the arguments. And it is not that we should be afraid to talk about Brahma. It is the truth. Everyone knows about it. Only there is so much in Maya that they do not see the truth. See, this is... don't be bewildered by the Kamis. The Kami is prepared to kill himself for sense gratification. He cannot give smoking. Cannot give up smoking, although he is so diseased. In Switzerland, there is one case now. One of our friends of Lord Krishna has a son, I think 20 years old, who is seriously ill. If he would stop smoking and drinking alcohol, he could live for many more years. And he wants to live like anything, but he cannot give up smoking. Yes? The same, there are alcoholics, and there are sexaholics. better first talk about how attractive Krishna consciousness is. These things are meant for our devotees. And sometimes when a Kami asks or wants to challenge us, get our arguments out. And then he will agree. Yes, our time is a crazy time. Just imagine a person from another planet would land in Beograd. Okay? And he would look at the newspapers. Then he would say, "What is wrong with you? You only talk about one thing? Pictures, only one thing? Front picture. You are a little unbalanced in your life." You don't feel satisfied?
I think the president was clear.
You were not clear. I didn't understand your question correctly. Anyways, we have answered like this because that's the subject matter. Good. I think we have come to a natural conclusion of our morning program. Thank you very much. You got brahmacharis and brahmacharinis. And Hare Krishna.
Shri Ramana Swami Ki Jai.